I have to say some of my, say the names of people who have helped me and helped create the things I create. Before we end, I want to give you the opportunity to say the names of some people who have been important to you, collaborators, inspirations, friends, the people of the Indigo Girls. Who would you like to say the names of?
Oh man, we'll give you another hour. Lucy Wainwright Rose is here tonight. Lyra's Hung is here. An incredible vocalist that I actually learned a lot from, not with my voice cracked in that asshole, but other things. Joan Osborne, thank you, Joan. Our manager, Russell Carter, and Adrian Carter, his son, who also manages us, they're here tonight. Woo! Carla Parisi is here as well, she's an awesome friend. But, I mean, musician-wise,
we came out of a bar scene in Atlanta, and our community back then, they just gave us everything, and helped us grow, and they were our springboard, and I like to thank my family and my wife, because they just, my wife never says, well, you drive, that's all about. And my parents taught me that I can question things, and I can be who I am, and that was just kind of foundational for everything. Of course, Amy is, I don't even know what to say about Amy, she's just, I love Amy.
I love Amy. I want to thank my 10-year-old child who had a variety show tonight that I missed. And we played on Back in Black by AC/DC on the drums. And I missed it. But shout out to Ozzy for killing that song.
And your niece,
Mariah's the
punk band.
My niece, Laurie Simonis Ray, has an incredible punk band called Equal Creatures, and their record just came out last month. And I'm not just saying it because it's my niece, because actually I went to see them, I've been like 3 times now, but the first time I went, I hadn't seen them in a while, and I felt like this is, you got it. Like it's, the thing has happened, and everybody in the audience is engaged. I felt like I was watching something from a band's perspective, not from an aunt's perspective. And it felt so good to see that. And I now see them just because it makes me feel
and thank you. I remember when we first met you, we were so intimidated, to speak to you, and
we were. We still are, but just so you know, it hasn't worn off. But
it's true.
We were all getting.
Thank you.
And I also want to say, you've got so many great producers. I just want to call out one, Jordan Hamlin, because not only has she been a great producer for you, but when my gas went out during Thanksgiving week and it was 20 degrees in my house, I got to stay at her. So, just have a great friend.
Jordan Hamlin is a community builder. That's what we know. And the Moxie Studio outside of Nashville in Whites Creek is a community place. And she's uplifting women and people of color, BIPOC community. She's there. She's doing all the work to give people good recordings. And, it's a secret that she doesn't charge much for that.
Where's the community?
Where's the community, y'all?
I'm going to put in my earbuds too. I think it's going to be a very loud night. I sometimes get ringing in my ears. So y'all are going to blow it out. I'm going to ask a general question before I do this, which is, what is it like to write an anthem? What is the joy in the world? And one that transcends the human world, that's gone into other worlds. The world's world. Dolls with, or
call, like, you just write it as a song. I was sitting on a porch in Vermont. I remember the moment I wrote that song, not because I thought, oh, this is a song, you know, it's okay. It was just come out of college and was writing about it. And the great gift is that we have so much more commonality than differences, and so people can really, like, take the events of their life and hook it into a song like that. And that's just a reminder of the power of music and communality, which is really feels good to me. So, and it's fun to sing because, you know, people sing it with us and stuff. We're going to do it. Thanks, y'all. You've been amazing. I'm a little nervous tonight.